Who is it that you see when you look in the mirror? Many people would just say, just little old me. It's amazing how many are unwilling to even begin to question the true nature of themselves. They accept the patterns that they are in. They say, I am this way because of that, boldly proclaiming it, no matter how negative it is. Yes, I have this disease because my parents have it. My family has always been sick with this disease. Yes, I am poor because I made a bad choice 20 years ago and I am still suffering from it. How boldly I have heard so many proclaim death and destruction upon their lives, even I, rehearsing and repeating the same sad old story. Oh, but I hope for a better tomorrow. And then you go back to telling that same sad old story. And then guess what tomorrow brings? That same sad old story. Just another chapter in it. Just another page. The unwillingness to accept that that may be a lie. Or simply, is it not time to put that story away? Many people live their whole life telling the same exact story to the day they die. They go 40, 50, 60 years being the same person they were when they were 20, being the same person they were when they were 15, the same person they were when they were 5. They were never able to overcome whatever pattern, trauma, experience, whatever happened in their life that caused them to stop developing, to stop being curious, to stop searching out throughout the world and throughout themselves for greater and greater. They get stuck on a loop, and that is who they are until the day they die. Yet every single day offers opportunity, the opportunity to be a new creation. To choose a new thought, to choose a new idea, a new habit, many never even look to see. They let one thing happen and they repeat that one thing day in and day out. Is that not strange? The same concept is seen in tradition. Again, not here to tear down any tradition, but looking at the concept, the idea that we must do this thing every year at this time. It's the way it's always been. Why does man love to always do what always has been? Traditions. We do it in our own personal life. We all know someone, even if it is our current selves, your tradition of who you are is to always be pitiful, sad, discouraged, lost in fear or in doubt, worried. And yet you say that you are one who believes. How could this be? Are those the fruits of a believer? No matter what it is you believe in, what fruits will you have if you are constantly in states of doubt, fear, lack, worry, anger? What kind of seeds have you been planting that your trees would sprout out those fruits? And you do it day in, day out, loop after loop after loop after loop. Call forth the power of your awareness now. to those who truly want to change, say, I am changed. I am the full awareness and hearing me now as the God presence. I loose every single pattern. I loose every single loop that would try to tear down the perfect plan that life has for me. I am the full acceptance of greatness of my own soul and spirit, and I hereby fully rebuke every single seed and every single fruit of lack, disharmony, anger, frustration, loss of peace, and loss of life that ever tries to show up in my mental world. I am the full protective spirit, never allowing things that drain my spirit to rest upon the heart. Why can you not do that now? With such confidence, you say you are the diseased one. With such confidence, you say, I am the one who's poor. I am the one who's sick. I am the one who can never get it right. Yet I tell you now to say, I am the Almighty in form. Perfect love, perfect peace, and perfect wisdom, and yet you hesitate. What will become of you if every day you say that you are less than? You will be less than, and there will be no one in the universe who said it more than you did. And even if there were, there should never be a time where you allow another mind to show dominion over your own inner strength and inner spirit, your own sovereignty over your own mental and emotional body. Wake up. We have heard it time and time again. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we speak ourselves into patterns and loops of death and destruction, of lack and abandonment. And then we wonder, why is the world the way it is? We have billions and billions speaking out, cursing themselves and cursing others. How could this be? Yet we are the ones opening our minds, opening our hearts, and opening our mouths to spew out hatred, to spew out things of division. Yes, every thought, every feeling matters. There is no secrets in this universe. You can say whatever you want, but if that heart and that mind are still in the pit, no matter how blessed the words seem, you are still sending out vibrations of death and destruction. Take a hold here and now of your mind and heart, your thoughts, your feelings, and your speech. If every single time, there's no if, every single time you think, feel, or say something with conviction, it must be done unto you. And that is how much life loves you. That is how much God loves you, that he always says yes. So when you say you are the poor one, the beggared, when you say that you cannot do this or cannot have this, life says yes, whatever you say. And then you get up and you say it again. Then you want to get angry at life. Then you want to be angry at the Lord, who is perfect in all things. Yoke up all disease in your mind and heart. Everything that would cause you to attack yourself or attack another, and be done with it. You are worthy. You are powerful. It is up to you to stop the loops, to break the patterns, for you are the same one who knowingly or unknowingly have been walking that pattern and walking that loop. No one is living your life but you. And if you give over that power to someone else and let them live it for you, then so be it.